This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
It's Friday. You know what that means. U105 of the Best is back with the prime cuts from the past week on Northern Ireland's Best Mix, U105. U105 breakfast always goes down better with a good cup of tea. But would you repurpose your tea bags? Morris and Denise told us what they like to do with their brew before cracking out the cookbooks for MJ's Master's Meal.
Good morning to Baz, who absolutely squeezes the life out of a tea bag. It makes it nice and strong. This is your conversation this morning.
Yeah, it's because this is an old-fashioned trick that's really, really coming back now. Lots and lots of people are reusing tea bags, going to the point of actually hanging them on the line to dry them out to reuse them again.
Why?
This is just, well, it's a bit of a sort of cost-cutting measure as well, because obviously the cost of living, but
I
also...
I know, but for one tea bag, really, you're not going to get anything near, you know, a second crack at it.
Well, depends how strong, I suppose, you want your tea. But well, I like weak tea.
Yeah, if it's very, very weak, if it's dishwater weak.
Yeah.
I would squeeze it out.
Yeah.
Not to use it again, but I would always give it a wee squeeze at the end to get all the good dark brown stuff out of it, yes.
Yeah, you see, you would hate me making you tea because...
And that's usually after two tea bags in.
Really?
Yes.
No, but I make tea really, really weak. My mum would tell you, just don't let our Denise make you a cup of tea. It is like dishwater, it's just really white enough.
Talking tea earlier on and straining out your tea or reusing your tea bag. Good morning, Sam and Ladybrook, who says you could use my tea to stain a fence. That would be my colour of tea.
Oh no, that would be... I'm the opposite end.
Yes, you're the opposite. But then what's the point? Because you can't taste it if you do the weak dishwater tea.
No, but then if you do the strong one, you get an aftertaste. You do. You get a kind
you
of
do a bit, yes,
chalky aftertaste.
Barry Gold, let it brew for 5 minutes, a drop of milk, and I literally mean a drop of milk, and then you squeeze the tea bag and enjoy.
Yeah, a drop of milk, I agree with that, but I don't like tea that's sort of like going lukewarm. That would be awful.
And then
well.
You stain your fence.
You stain your fence, please.
And let me see, elsewhere.
Elsewhere, this is a funny one. So, new couples, they are putting off going away on holiday together for fear of farting in front of each other, apparently. They've discovered that couples are so afraid, like, that's afraid of doing this, that it could jeopardise their relationship. The other thing is they're afraid that they're going to snore and their partner doesn't know the snore, and they're also afraid of sharing a bathroom. So, they've basically given their new partner an insight into their yucky habits, which might give them the ick. But here's the thing, everybody has yucky habits. Everybody does. And you're going to have to discover them sooner rather than later. So just go on that holiday and enjoy it.
In 2017, two Scottish students went to an art gallery and left a pineapple on an empty table to see if people would mistake it for art. When they returned 4 days later, the pineapple had been encased in glass.
No.
So even the museum thought it was meant to be art. You were saying?
Yeah, this is a great idea. In principle, I think it's going to be very difficult to get this to work with teenagers in particular. An Indian restaurant in Kent, a guy called Rajiv Gupta, is taking 20% of the bill off, so you're getting a discount, if you give your mobile phones in and put them in a box and lock them up while you're eating. Because he believes the whole dining experience is better if people chat to each other instead of burying their heads in their phones.
That's all right.
So, well, I think a fifth of your bill.
Off?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. good. It's great. I mean, you could do without it, couldn't you, for a couple of
Absolutely.
Hours?
Absolutely.
But he says he's just disappointed when he sees teenagers and families coming in and everybody's on their phones and not chatting to each other. So he saw the idea in London and he's brought it to Kent and he's hoping this is going to work.
It'll work. It'll work.
Do you think
Yes, it'll absolutely work. It's a marketing ploy and it'll work for him. And maybe more restaurants should do the same, but they won't.
but we always sort of, I mean, it does get harder, I think, as the kids become teenagers. You try, and then eventually...
Speaking of Indian restaurants,
yes.
I have never made a masala, but I am thinking of making a masala tomorrow night.
Oh, right, okay.
The reason being, it's that time of the year again. It's the Masters.
Yes.
And the tradition in our house is that we have a Masters menu. Ever since they were wee. The kids have been drawing, like, the Masters logo, and we do, like, a Masters menu where everything we have for dinner tomorrow night has to begin with the letter M.
Okay.
So I'm thinking of doing masala.
Okay, masala. Well, masala's tasty.
I've never done a masala. It's just a masala paste. Is that all I have to do?
I think so. You'd be best in consulting a chef about this, because I am not that person.
And how do you tandoori-ize chicken?
No, but tandoori is a different thing.
It's an oven, isn't it? Do you not do is the tikka masala? Is it not tikka masala? So therefore,
yeah. And then the masala is the sauce that it's in. Yeah. The tandoori is like a sort of it's different. It's sort of like baked, isn't it?
Well, I thought they did that first, and then they masala-fied it.
You need to speak to a good Indian chef.
Homework.
I think so, or just open up a recipe book and somebody who's good at doing things.
And is there a rice or what's masaman? That's different. That's a curry, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that's a curry. I think that's totally different. Chicken tikka masala is lovely. Use chicken and do it with like a basmati rice would be nice with that.
Basmati doesn't begin with M.
Oh yeah, that's it. We have an M for the rice as well. Oh,
but we try and do I know we're quite simple, but
Oh, right, clever. Okay.
So, and we have to have my wadi.
My wadi, yes, of course.
I can have Malbec. And then we have Magnums, usually.
Magnums, of course, for dessert.
For dessert, yes.
But your starter, then? You have melon sliced up.
Melon? We've had melon before, yes. It's, a lot of effort for no other reason than just because.
Yeah.
Then we sit and watch a bit of the Masters.
Diabetes UK NI's new LiveWell Hub opened in Lisbon this week. So their interim national director, Roxanne Small, joined Frank on the U105 phone-in to tell him all about it and who the new hub will benefit.
Roxanne Small is with me in the studio. Roxanne, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
You are the interim national director for Northern Ireland at Diabetes UK, and something special is happening. What have you planned?
Yes, that's right. So I'm here today to talk to you about our new LiveWell hub that we're launching in the Lisburn area. So this is a one-stop shop for people who are living with or at risk of diabetes, and it's launching tomorrow for 6 weeks, and then it'll move to monthly. So it's going to be launching in the Laganview Enterprise Centre in Lisburn.
So what sort of service will be provided?
So it's essentially an hour-long session where people who live with or who are at risk of diabetes come together to talk about their experiences of what it's like living with diabetes. We bring along healthcare professionals, so we might bring along podiatry, eyesight, diabetic specialist nurse, and it allows people who are living with diabetes to have those conversations, to ask the questions that they maybe don't feel comfortable to ask in their appointments. We heard from feedback from our service users that sometimes in a clinic appointment it feels very rushed and it's quite medically based and it's getting all of your blood sugar levels checked and things like that. These sessions allow our beneficiaries to ask the questions that are more day-to-day living. So we bring the healthcare professionals to the people, where they can ask these questions in a comfortable setting and also hear from other people what it's like to live with diabetes.
You mentioned living with diabetes and we understand what you're referring to there. What about people who are at risk from diabetes? How do you know if you're at risk from it?
So if you are, it's a diagnostic test. It would be a blood test that would put you in a pre-diabetic range. So if you were concerned, we would be looking at the symptoms of what we'd typically be looking at. So we refer to the four T's of diabetes. So that would be thirsty, toileting, losing weight, and feeling tired. So if you were recognising any of those symptoms, we would recommend to go to your GP for a blood sugar test. And within that, there is a range. And if you fall within that range, you are in the pre-diabetic range. So at the minute in Northern Ireland, there's 66,000 people who are pre-diabetic. And that means without some sort of intervention, they are highly likely to develop diabetes.
I'm wrecking my brains now because I know the answer to this, but because I think I've asked this question before and I still can't put two and two together. The four T's, the tiredness, which is understandable, the thirst, which we often hear about, you're toileting, you're running to the loo all the time. Yeah. And the other one didn't begin with T.
Thinner. So it's losing weight, but it's thinner.
Thinner. Yeah. T is for thinner. It's as simple as that. Yeah. So if you are feeling like that and you're maybe a bit lethargic and so on and so forth and you want to get the blood tested, will you get it tested at this particular meeting or do you have to go for your GP for that?
You'd have to go to your GP. So whilst we bring healthcare professionals, it's not a clinical appointment. So there's no clinical procedures conducted there, but it's certainly the place to come to have advice, to get to ask the questions, and they can advise you where to go. So yes, if you wanted your blood glucose tested, that would be a GP appointment.
And this Living Well hub in Lisburn, following on from ones that exist in Belfast, Ballymena and Bangor, primarily about diabetes, or do other issues be covered at these Live Well hubs?
So primarily diabetes, yes, but within that we sometimes look to what the themes of the month are. So for instance, if it's Kidney Awareness Month, because everything gets affected by diabetes in one way or another. So we can bring in other community organisations to have a chat around that, around Bowel Awareness Month, maybe around retinopathy, which is your eyesight. So diabetes, it affects all of the body. So other themes come into it, but yes, the predominance focus is diabetes.
And finally, where exactly is it?
So this one is going to be in the Laganview Enterprise Centre in Lisburn. And as you've said, then the other three are already currently running on a monthly basis.
And people can look it up and find out exactly where that is, I'm sure, on the web. I'm trying to visualise in my mind where it is in Lisbon.
So it's in the Old Warren Estates, the Resurgam Healthy Living Centre. So there's free parking on site and it's a community hub. So when we are looking for places to position these Live Well hubs, we look to putting it in the heart of community. So this centre, it has a lot of other initiatives that are going on around healthy living. So it's a good place for us to be and it's a well-used centre. So there's free parking on site and it's accessible for everyone.
I'm crystal clear on where you are. And the National Lottery, of course, helps with this, the community fund.
Absolutely, with great thanks. Over a 5-year project. And we will be launching two of these per year.
Good to hear, because it's very, very important. Roxanne Small is the Interim National Director for Northern Ireland at Diabetes UK, and she's with us here in the studio. Roxanne, lovely meeting you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming by.
It was National Pet Day this week, so we thought we'd let the team battle out to see whose furry friends make the office's own U105 of the best pets. Let us know who you think has the cutest animal pal at U105 in the comments under our Facebook teaser video.
Hiya, it's Denise from U105 Breakfast. This is Eddie. He knows I have a treat in my hand. Eddie's a German short-haired pointer. One of the things they like the most is to beg for food. They love all food, treats, everything. You'll even try to eat my dinner, won't you? Exactly. Well, we've had Eddie 4 years. He comes from Akadui. He's very gorgeous and he's got a lovely temperament as well. The only person he barks at is our poor postman. So if he sees the red hook coming to the door, that's him. His lovely markings and everything. But what's the loveliest thing about him, besides the fact that he makes us laugh, is that he's really, really good with people. He's really good with children. Really mild-mannered. He's like our Scooby-Doo. So he does silly things, but we love him very much. And I'm covered in your slobbers right now. So he's a good boy. We love him very much. And he's a lovely breed if you're thinking of getting a dog for the first time. He's very docile and he's very loving. And we wouldn't be without him in our house. This is Eddie Scott.
Here's SJ from our sales and promotions team to tell you about her gorgeous dog, Miko.
Miko is our 2.5-year-old Pomsky. He is half Pomeranian and half Husky. We got him just over 2 years ago now from Almost Home up in Moira. So he's a wee rescue and we wouldn't be without him. We absolutely adore him. Very much like a mini husky. He's got those lovely two different coloured eyes and he's just a great snuggler. Loves the kids, loves being out and about and other dogs. A great wee addition to the family.
Here's Kevin, the backbone of our team, to tell you all about her brand new kitten.
After a 15-month hiatus of having no pet in the house, I've just recently given in and taken on a 5-month-old white fluffy kitten. My brother-in-law had bred a Persian to his tabby, which resulted in 4 very adorable fur babies that were just too cute to resist. The one I took had already been named Sully by my niece. I believe it's after a Monster Inc. character as this kitten also has a couple of splodges of colour amongst his white fur. I'm also considering Mallow or Smudge as other names, so we'll see how one of them pans out. It'll be a few weeks yet till I can try to train him to be a mainly outside cat, as I want to get him spayed first. So the house looks like a bomb site, pet toys, food bowls and litter tray.
My name's Jenny and I'm the digital content producer here at U105. I have 2 amazing dogs at home called Daisy and Sheba, and they're just the most lovable dogs you'll ever meet. They're both rescues, so they had a really bad start to life, but they're just so loyal and loving now, and they deserve all the love of the world. Sheba is a Staffy Mastiff, so a lot of people think she's really scary when you meet her because she's so big, but she's actually the most gentle soul you'll ever meet in your life. She loves to make friends with other animals, she loves to make friends with people. She one time started playing with a frog, which was really cute, and she's just the most lovely, caring soul. Then you have Daisy the Staffy, and she is an absolute beast. And I say that because she's so resilient. She lost her leg a few years ago, and ever since she's just kept on moving, kept on going, and all with a big smile on her face, a big Staffy smile. So those are my dogs, and I absolutely love them to pieces.
My best furry friend is a handsome yet probably a wee bit overweight tabby cat called Nico, who we rescued from Midantrum Animal Sanctuary during lockdown. So he's just coming up on being 4 years old. He is a great cat to have around the house, mainly because he never leaves the house. He's very much an indoor cat. Things that Nico likes: he enjoys sleeping all day, every day. He enjoys his food, probably far too much. He loves egg mashed up in a cup. As soon as he hears me smashing an egg into a mug, he won't leave me alone, and always leave him a wee bit at the end of it. He also loves to vociferously rip and claw at the brand new couch that we got when we moved house. Things that Nico doesn't like: although he loves his sleep, he doesn't like his new bed just yet. He's had it about a week now and he won't go anywhere near it. And he's not really a fan of the handheld Hoover. But everybody in the Jack household is a big fan of the big fluffy floof that we love to call Nico Jack.
From David's dental disasters to Stephen's lovable Labrador, Johnny found a way to make Minute to Win It all about the competitors on U105 Drive this week. Have a listen to how they both got on, and if you ever fancy a go yourself, give Mr. Hero a bell on 02890 333 105.
Now let's go to the quiz. David, how you doing, sir?
Hiya, Johnny. How's it going?
Great, great. Have you anybody there to give you a bit of help?
No, I'm just waiting outside the dentist, dreaded dentist.
Oh, dear.
10 minutes to spare.
Are you waiting for yourself? I mean, are you getting in yourself?
It is myself, a lemon sherbet took me out.
Oh, you're joking. I haven't seen those around, but even now I can kind of feel the pain of, well, you know what, did you try and bite into one?
I don't know how it happened, but to give you an idea, I lost another tooth to a wine gum last year, so I think it's just age.
Hold on, how do you lose a tooth to a wine gum?
Exactly.
Oh dear. Well, good luck with that, you know. Hopefully a high score will sustain you when the drilling all starts, you know, the wing, you know. All right, sherbet lemons. They were mad. That's like chewing a bit of a bullet or something, you know, those things. Right. Now, minute on the clock. Blatter through them, David. If you're stuck, shout help, okay?
Dead on.
Here we go. In which sport is the Stanley Cup contested?
Sailing.
Ice hockey. Apache, Chinook and Black Hawk are all types of what military vehicle?
Helicopter.
Is correct. What's the world's highest mountain?
Mount Everest.
Is correct. Rio de Janeiro is a city in which country?
Brazil.
Is correct. With which sport is Silverstone most associated?
Formula One.
Is correct. In mythology, Romulus and Remus were brought up by which animal?
A wolf.
Is correct. Insulin is commonly used to treat what condition?
Diabetes.
Correct. Dermatophobia is the fear of what?
Skin, maybe?
Skin disease, yes. The Velocipede was a 19th century prototype for what?
Car?
Bicycle. What was the middle name of Wolfgang Mozart?
Amadeus.
Is correct. Right, okay. You've done well there, I think. Okay, maybe this will give you enough endorphins to cope with the dentist. 16 points, David, so well played, okay?
That wasn't bad.
That was painless. unlike later on.
Unlike what's going to follow, yep.
Yeah. You'll know what's gone wrong when the dentist's got his knee on your chest and he's pulling away, and you know. Okay.
Thanks for that.
David, thank you. Cheers, mate. Bye-bye. Oh, the dentist. Why do we all just, cringe at the dentist? And the noise of the drill. If they could get a drill with a silencer, it wouldn't be half as bad, because the noise is how it's the anticipation. That's what, like, whee! Ooh. I feel like I'm there myself. Right. So, what did David get? 16 points. Very, very good score. If you want to take him on, these are the whatchamacallits, all right? These are the answers. You've got to work out the question. So, head, gall, rolling, key. Head, gall, rolling, key. Right, there are the answers. What was the question? Get on the text and WhatsApp. And taking up the challenge, it's Stephen in Lisburn. Stephen, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Have you anybody there to give you any help?
No, just a dog.
What kind of dog have you got?
She's actually a lab cross.
Aye, what do you call her?
Bella.
Bella?
Yeah.
Oh, right, no problem. Is she? How old is she? How long have you had her?
She's 7 now.
Oh, right.
So, I got her when she was 8 weeks old from the dog's trust.
So. Oh, you're joking. Brilliant. They're hard to beat. I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine life without a dog. I'm serious.
No.
I speak to people.
It gives you a reason to get out in the morning.
No, but it's, you speak to people who go, what do you mean? It's only a dog or it's only a pet, you know, whatever. I says, no. You just get a pet and see how it kind of changes your life a wee bit. It does, you know. And I'm not being overly dramatic here. Right, listen. Minute on the clock, Stephen. 16-0 down. Okay. No time to waste. You're going to have to blatter through these. If you're stuck, shout help. All right?
No more.
Here we go. What is a Geiger counter measure?
Radiation.
Is correct. What currency is used in Australia?
A dollar.
Is correct. What's the chemical formula for water?
H2O.
Correct. Which fruit fell on Newton's head and made him come up with the law of gravity?
Apple.
Correct. How's the fear of confined spaces called?
Claustrophobia.
Correct. Which car manufacturer had a model called the 500?
Fiat.
Correct. What type of food is Gorgonzola?
Cheese.
Correct. Kit Harington plays which character in Game of Thrones?
Help.
Eddard Stark, Jon Snow, or Tyrion Lannister?
Jon Snow.
Is correct. Phil Foden plays for which English football club?
Help.
Man City, Liverpool, or Arsenal?
Arsenal.
It's Man City. Not a football fan then, no?
No, I'm a rugby fan.
All right, and the reason he was in my head there for getting the questions together was he scored an absolute cracker last night, you know, so... let me see. You had to get to 16, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Oh, you've been beaten by a point. 16, 15. Stephen, hard luck. No, listen, that's brilliant. Well played, but just not today. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay,
all right, thank
Cheers,
you.
Matt.
Cheers now, bye. And a big shout to Bella as well. Roof. So, 16, 15 today. Two very good quizzers. How did you do yourselves?
Carol Frampton spoke to the U105 News Desk this week about the launch of the Community Relations Council's Good Relations Week, taking place this coming September. The Jackal spoke to the Annan Muse about the massive impact the Stormont-backed initiative can have on the youth in our communities.
Former professional boxer and two-weight world champion Carl Frampton showed his support for Good Relations Week, stating the First and Deputy First Minister are doing positive things. The boxer joined Michelle O'Neill and Emma Little-Pangali to encourage local groups and organisations to get involved in Good Relations Week 2024.
It's just Brianne from U105. I just want to chat to you about what's happening in the launch, and could you mind telling us a bit about it?
Yeah, we had the First Minister and Deputy First Minister giving a speech, saying a lot of positive things, and music to everyone in the room's ears, I think. I think the relationship as well is really commendable, and we can see, I think, you know, we need good, strong leadership, and Michelle O'Neill and Emma Little Pangali seem to be showing that. We had a couple of young people from working on projects with Springboard who had shared their stories as well. Very, very powerful and emotional, actually, the things that they were saying and how beneficial that's been to them. But it's been a nice event with people from all sort of creeds and cultures here.
Good Relations Week is a multi-dimensional event that a multitude of education providers, businesses and exhibitionists get involved in. Many people hold events to raise awareness and combat against the inequalities that people can receive in life. And how important is this on the local community groups that this affects?
Well, it's massive. I think that, you know, we've got to do more within the local communities. And I think that obviously we have political figures who can help that, but also community leaders as well play an important role. And they need to be a positive influence to these young men and women in their areas. I think that's something that's kind of overlooked sometimes, just the important role that the leaders within the community can actually have.
Annually, the Good Relations Week changed the theme, and this year involves celebrating opportunity, that is putting an emphasis on unity. It's aiming to showcase the action, enthusiasm and commitment of local groups to foster positive community relations across the region. This year's theme emphasises the importance of cooperation and collaboration. It recognises the power of coming together, sharing our strengths and working as one to tackle the challenges that face us. It's about creating spaces where dialogue flourishes, diversity is celebrated, and every individual can contribute to our collective progress in building a society where every voice matters.
What is your hopes for the future of the programme?
I'm just hoping it continues to grow and continues to kind of highlight some of the issues that we have in Northern Ireland, but makes it a more inclusive and better place for all. And there's a lot of good people involved in this event, a lot of good people involved in this group. So, I've no doubt that it'll continue to grow and thrive and become better.
The Good Relations Week will be happening from Monday the 16th of September to Sunday the 22nd of September 2024. For more information, visit www.goodrelationsweek.com.
Thanks for listening to this week's U105 of the Best. For more of Northern Ireland's best mix, tune in weekdays on FM, online, on DAB, on the U105 app and on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play U105.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.